Field recording booms for cinematic jungle, advanced Ableton Live lesson. We're taking those trailer-style low-mid impacts and turning them into jungle punctuation that hits hard, sits with breaks and a reese, and doesn't trash your low end. The big idea is simple. Instead of downloading cinematic booms, you're going to field record real impacts, then split them into translation layers inside Ableton. Translation layers means each layer has a job across different playback systems. Phone speaker, earbuds, proper subs. If you design like that, your booms don't disappear, and they don't turn into mud. By the end, you'll have a boom rack with three layers, a transient crack layer, a body thump layer, and a subtail layer. You'll also build two return effects for cinematic space that stay rhythmic in jungle. And then we'll actually place these booms like jungle, not like trailer music. Let's start where the character comes from. Recording. When you're hunting for booms, you want objects that give you mid-low energy without endless unusable rumble. Eye success targets, slamming big metal doors or gates, hitting dumpsters or containers, stumps on wooden bridges or floors, thick cardboard boxes, plastic bins, car trunk closes, even a basketball bounce in an empty room for surprisingly perfect body layer. And for natural tails, record short impulses in a stairwell or underpass. That space is gold. Record at 48K, 24-bit. Keep your peaks around minus 12 dB FS. Give yourself headroom, because the transient is everything here, and clip transients are almost impossible to unclip in a way that still feels cinematic. Do multiple distances on purpose. Close, like 20 to 50 centimeters, is your attack and detail. Mid-distance, 1 to 3 meters, is usually where the body becomes real. Far, 5 to 10 meters if you can. Gives you natural tail and space. And do variations. 10 to 20 hits per object, different angles and force. You're basically building your own mini sample library. Advanced tip, if wind or rumble is a problem, you can high pass while recording, but only for a take you intend to use as transient. Make sure you also capture at least one full range take, because you want the option to build a legit subtail later. Also, grab room tone. This is an underused trick. Record 20 to 40 seconds of ambience in the stairwell or spot you're in. Later, you can tuck that under the tail at a super low level, and suddenly the boom feels like it belongs in a real environment without you drowning it in reverb. Now we go into Ableton and prep the audio. Drag your recordings onto an audio track. For one shots, warp is usually off. You want the transient to be honest. Trim the clip so it starts exactly at the transient. Add a tiny fade in, half a millisecond to 2 milliseconds, so you don't get clicks. Then fade out based on the tail you want, something like 20 to 80 milliseconds, unless you're keeping a longer decay clip on purpose. Don't normalize blindly. Instead, use utility or clip gain and aim for consistent behavior. A good editing target is peaks around minus 6 to minus 3 dB FS. The reason is that later, when you drive saturators or drum bus, you want the processing to respond similarly across hits. Consistency starts at the clip, not the plugin. From one recorded event, you can create three clips if needed. A transient clip, basically the first 0 to 80 milliseconds. A body clip, maybe 50 to 400 milliseconds. And a tail clip, 300 milliseconds out to a couple seconds. You're not forced to do it this way, but it's a great mindset. Separate the impact into controllable pieces. Alright, now the main build. The boom rack. Create a MIDI track and load an instrument rack. You can do this in drum rack too, but instrument rack is cleaner for macro control. Make three chains, transient, body, and subtail. On each chain, load a simpler in one-shot mode and drop your sample in. Let's shape the transient chain first. Attack plus grit. In simpler, one-shot mode, snap on and set a tiny fade, like 1 to 3 milliseconds. High pass it, somewhere between 150 and 300 Hz, steep slope if you want, because this layer should not carry weight. It should read as definition. If your recording is dull, you can pitch it up a bit, plus 3 to 12 semitones, just to get that click to speak. Then the devices. Start with EQ8. High pass again around 200 Hz. You can add a small boost in the 2 to 5K region if you need bite. But be careful, breaks already live there. You're aiming for presence, not harshness. Then saturator. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. This is where you turn recording into recording that survives mastering and loud playback. Then drum bus. Drive 5 to 15%. Crunch 5 to 25%. Transients plus 5 up to plus 20 if you wanted to cut through a busy amen. And important, boom on drum bus stays off. We are not letting a single knob randomly inflate low end. Next, the body chain, the cinematic thud. In simpler, Low pass it's somewhere around 3 to 8K so it stays weighty and not clicky. Try pitching down a bit, minus 2 to minus 7 semitones, but don't overdo it. If you pitch too far down, the transient smears and you lose punch. Devices, EQ 8 first. High pass gently around 30 to 40 Hz, just to remove useless sub-rumble. Then check for boxiness. If the hit sounds like it's coming from inside a cardboard cube, dip 250 to 500 Hz a bit. Add saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, and level match output. Then glue compressor to tighten. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. The goal is more solid, not smaller. Now the subtail chain, where jungle mixes usually get wrecked if you're careless. In simpler, tune it. This matters. Try fundamentals like F at 43.65 Hz, G at 49, at 55, depending on the key of your track. If you're unsure, we'll use tuner in a second, but start with intent. Then set the volume envelope like a controlled thump, not an 808 that hangs forever. Attack at zero, decay somewhere between 250 and 800 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, and release 50 to 150 milliseconds. You want it to hit and get out of the kick's way. Devices, EQ8, low pass between 80 and 120 Hz, steep. This keeps the sub chain truly sub. If you need a bit more fundamental, a small bell boost around 40 to 60 can help, but keep it subtle. Then a compressor with sidechain from your kick. Ratio 4:1, fast attack, 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. This is the big but controlled move. The boom can be massive, but it bows instantly to the kick. Add a limiter at the end as safety. Ceiling minus 0.5. Don't crush it. It's just there to catch surprise peaks, and absolutely keep sub mono. Put utility at the end of the sub chain and set width to 0%, non-negotiable if you want consistent low end in clubs and in mono playback. Now let's make it playable with macros. Macro 1. Transient level. Macro 2. Body level. Macro 3. Sub level. Macro 4. Pitch for the body. Plus or minus 5 semitones is a good range. Macro 5. Sub decay. 250 to 800 milliseconds. Macro 6. Drive amount. Map to your saturator and maybe drum bus drive. Macro 7. Reverb send. We'll set that up on returns. Macro 8. Stereo width. But only on transient and body. Never on sub. Here's a coaching move. Think like translation layers. If your boom disappears on small speakers, don't just make the transient brighter. Often you want a dedicated audibility layer in the mids, like 700 Hz to 2.5K. That can be a fourth chain later. Bandpass it, distort it, short decay. That layer survives dense breaks and restacks without needing you to overhype highs. Before we get to that extra layer, let's build cinematic space the jungle way. Create return A, call it sin verb. Put hybrid reverb on it, convolution or hybrid mode. Decay 2.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 45 milliseconds so the impact stays forward. Pick medium to large size. After the reverb, EQ8, high pass between 200 and 350 Hz. This is how you stop reverb from turning your low end into soup. If it's harsh, dip 2 to 4K a little. Then put a compressor on the return, sidechained from your brakes bus. Ratio 2:1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 200 to 400 milliseconds, and aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the brake hits. Now the reverb breathes with the groove. That's a huge jungle trick. Space that pumps away from the drums instead of covering them. Return B, his dark tail. Put echo first. Sync it to 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz and low pass around 3 to 6K. Then a reverb or hybrid reverb with a shorter decay, like 1.5 to 3 seconds. And then a saturator. Drive 2 to 5 dB to make the tail feel designed and gritty. This return is where you get that trailer energy without losing the jungle backbone. Now arrangement. This is where a lot of people get it wrong by sprinkling booms randomly. In jungle, booms are punctuation and chapter markers. Pre-drop tension is a classic. In bars 15 to 16, place booms on 16.2 and 16.4, then a final one on 16.4.3, maybe even a flam. Automate sub decay up into the last hit so it blooms right before the drop. For drop punctuation, put a boom on 1.1 under the first kick, but sidechain it hard so it ducks instantly. You want the sensation of weight without stealing the kick's authority. Add another boom around 3.3 halfway through the phrase, like a reset. For call and response, place booms in the holes after the snare tail. Thoughts like 2.2 or 2.4.2 can work depending on your break. Keep them short. Let the break be the groove. And for the second drop, do a cinematic reload. One bar drum mute, then a boom plus a riser, maybe a vinyl stop style moment, then slam back in. That's jungle drama, not trailer cheese. Advanced polish. Keep impacts evolving. Option 1 is slice to new MIDI track. Chop multiple impacts. Put them in a rack and slightly randomize velocity and timing so it feels performed. Option 2 is session view variations. Create 6 to 12 boom clips and use follow action set to next or random. Now your booms evolve without you micromanaging every bar. Option 3 is resonance tuning. Put tuner after the body or sub chain and pitch until the fundamental sits in key. A tuned boom feels expensive. An untuned boom feels like it's fighting your bass line. More coach-level mix decisions. Sub-management. Decide who owns 30 to 60 Hz. In rolling jungle, your bass often dominates that region. So your boom either briefly replaces the bass with a short, mono, sidechained hit, or it lives higher, like 60 to 90 Hz, with a psychoacoustic sub-impression. Pick one per section. Don't let it change randomly or your low end will feel inconsistent. Check phase alignment between body and subtail. Quick method: temporarily low pass the body at around 200 Hz and flip phase in utility. Whichever setting gives you more punch and less hollow cancellation is the keeper. Then put the body EQ back to normal. If you want a more field-recorded mechanical bloom, try a convolution resonator capture approach. Put hybrid reverb in convolution on a return. Load short IRs like metal bins or stairwell slaps, and send only the body chain to it, not the sub. Then EQ the return aggressively, high pass 250 to 400, low pass 4 to 7K. That gives you believable resonance that reads like real space, not generic hall. If your sub recording is inconsistent, stabilize it with a synth layer. Duplicate the sub chain, replace the sample with operator set to assign, use a fast downward pitch envelope over 80 to 150 milliseconds, and blend it quietly. You're not trying to hear a sign. You're trying to feel that the fundamental is always there. For MUD control without dynamic EQ, multiband dynamics on the boom group works. In the low mid band, say 120 to 400 Hz, set gentle compression that only grabs the hardest hits. This audio version is shortened for playback.